Welcome back, world. Another Side of Faith podcast. We're back here again. We hope you enjoyed our last few shows. You know, we dropped some. I know we had a couple shows back to back that were pretty heavy with Sister Mama. We invited Sister Mama back. So if you love Sister Mama and you want to hear more, we believe we're going to have some conversation where she may come and talk more about legislation and those types of things. Again, we're not trying to push any political side on you. It's just about the education of the system. It's up to you to decide. And as we talk about systems, we're going to talk about one today that involves celebrities, people of high profile, meaning awareness, people that know them, and how they are utilizing the platforms that they are given. Meaning, you know, if once you get to a certain point, so let's just use social media as the gauge. Once you get to a certain point, you get a blue check, right? And so now that blue check is separating you from everybody else. And so now you have a platform that people are going to gravitate towards. With that platform becomes responsibility based on your goals. You hit a fork in the road. And I'm going to bring in Minister Jamal and Brother Addis here shortly. I'm going to let Minister Jamal add a little bit more to this and finish setting this up. So you come to a fork in the road, right? As you're traveling down this road to whatever your path of success, goal, championship, whatever it is, all right, where you're going to, you know, you may gain some success. The hard part is over. So you broke through and now you are in, you know, you're a part of the industry. You're one of the known people in whatever industry that you're in. And so now, you know, corporations may be approaching you. You're getting outside deals. All these people want to do business with you. Cool. That's great. That brings in revenue for you. But now you become, as we talked about in some previous shows, you become a slave again because now you're being paid. And although you can be independent, you have a deal with let's call it a Nike, or you have a deal with a Pepsi. In that deal, you have guidelines. So for any time you're doing stuff with Pepsi, Pepsi is your boss. They're going to tell you what flies. Or if you're doing stuff with Nike, so you can be independent. But in order to get those dollars, right, there's some guidelines you have to follow. So it comes to a point, you're playing this game and you're winning, but you gain knowledge about something that may change your view on how the game that you're participating is being played. So now it's on you as you interpret this new knowledge and learn this knowledge of self or whatever it is, and it makes you eyeball your industry differently. How do you approach that? How do you spread that knowledge? Minister Jamal, let me bring you in to build upon this.
Yeah, so we were talking in pre-production that if you look around these last few weeks, months, you see a lot of celebrities and a lot of people who are social media loved are using their platforms to push different agendas and say different things. But my question to my brothers was, what gives them, what makes them think that's their platform? What makes them think that they are the ones to push those agendas? Because just because you have that platform, just because you have that status, doesn't mean that you are the one chosen to speak that issue or talk about this issue. So I guess my question to the brothers is, because what I was saying is you got to be careful when you get knowledge, when you at that platform, you have responsibility. Just like when you're a parent. See, when you become a parent, Jack, there's certain things you can't do no more. I can't stay out in the club all night and leave my babies in it. In at 3 years old in the baby bed. No, somebody got to change the diaper. Somebody got to give him a milk. See, there's, as I go up in status, as I go up in different things in life, I have a different responsibilities, and I have to be careful and be intelligent on how I conduct myself. So I guess my question to my brothers is, what gives these individuals this mindset that because I'm on this status, I can say this, say that, or I'm the one to speak for the people. I'm the one to talk about these social issues.
All right. Well, peace and greetings, world. Minister, to answer your question, they have anointed themselves. That's why they're in the, I guess you could say, the pickle that they're in. And I'm quite sure people can kind of figure out who I'm talking about. One plays basketball, the other one's an entertainer. Now, the knowledge that you're spreading is correct, but it's about how you're going about it. To re-answer minister's question, and I will ask this question again, who anointed y'all to do this? Did the Most High touch you and say, hey, I need you to say this? I can answer that question, no, because it didn't come out correctly. If the Most High touched you to be the one, you're the one that I need you to say this, He's going to give you exactly what you need to say, and there's not going to be a backlash. It's going to be a, oh, he has a good point. But you're getting all this black backlash. You're losing sponsorship. You're losing dollars from your income because you got a piece of information. And 9 times out of 10, you probably didn't even do the research on it to affirm any of this. You just going off of what your homeboy said or what you learned from a particular family and not diving into it yourself and gaining the real knowledge that you need. Because just because somebody shares some knowledge with you does not make you knowledgeable. You're knowledgeable when you actually take that 30,000 foot view of that piece of knowledge and do the research. Now you're gaining it from a 30,000 foot to a 7,000 foot to a 2,000 foot to a 2 foot group. Oh, wow. So now I'm taking what this person said. Okay, now I'm just affirming that they're even telling the truth. And now I'm gaining more knowledge. Oh, wow. Okay. Again, people are anointing themselves, just like in religion, these pastors that a lot of them, I'm an apostle, I'm a bishop, and this, who anointed you to do this?
Amen.
Apostles haven't been around for thousands of years. Apostles are the ones that walked with Yahshua Ben-Hur, with Jesus. There has not been apostles since. But I can walk into 2-3 churches and I'm gonna meet 5 apostles. Wait a minute, where'd y'all come from? You know what I'm saying?
They've been resurrected from the grave, man.
I guess so. And see, entertainers and you know, your athletes, they're entertainers. Your musicians, they're entertainers. Your actors, they're entertainers. They get to a certain level into their careers. And again, like Jack said, you know, they come across people who drop a little knowledge on them because that person thinks that they're ready for the knowledge when that entertainer really isn't. So we'll sprinkle you with a little knowledge instead of this person at the status sitting back and doing the research. They just run with it. So now you're losing Nike sponsorship. You're losing Adidas sponsorship. You're losing. All because you got to run and you anointed yourself to share this stuff.
Well said, my brother. And I'm going to stick with that. So these people anoint themselves, right, internally through ego. But then I'm going to take it and go on the opposite end and then say the people are anointing, right? Because the people are the one paying attention. So because of the people have chosen to follow this person, or, you know, because of their fame, money, whatever it is they've attracted to them, they're creating a platform, right? Social media is all about sharing. That's what at any given time, people have their phones out and all they want to do is share. Right. So we, the people, empower the anointed one, or going back to what Brother Addis just said, the apostles. So when they anoint themselves as apostles and we show up into the congregation every week, we just reinforcing what they said, right? when we spread the word about what they said at you know, whatever event it was, and they think that that should be happening, and we reinforce that it's the people, or the people are empowering this. We just had Sister Mama on, right? Sister Mama can go create a Twitter page and drop all the knowledge in the world, and people won't share that. They're choosing not to empower this person. They're choosing not to empower the people who have, you know, the real knowledge is being dropped, right? Because as we all talked about in the Florida, Sister Mama, that show got heavy. It was deep. You had to be, you know, for some people, it'd be like, I think, Minister, you said it or Ass said it. Somebody's head was going to be hurt after that. It was so heavy, right? So as the people, we choose who we amplify. You remember when cancel became a cancel culture? Just like we choose to anoint, we also choose to cancel. And what happens then? You stop paying attention. So we can take the attention away. And then, you know, the person can still be spewing what they're spewing, but it's not magnified anymore. So I'm going to leave it there.
Okay. Okay. I like that. I like that. So what my brothers are saying is we are giving the microphones and the power to the wrong individuals. So, and I'm going to ask y'all this question. Are you gentlemen saying that the people only have itching ears for what they want to hear, and that's what they amplify, that's what they elevate?
Ding, 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 ding. You have a winner. Again, due to preconditioning, our people want to hear what they want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Again, like I said in pre-production, I've went into Walmarts, I've went into the Fries, I've went into the Bashes, and I always get one of my people. And yes, I am a world. I am the one that walks around with the fez on. I understand. I understand what the significance behind that is. You can come up to me and ask me, hey, do you know what that means? And I can have you there for 8 hours explaining to you the significance, the history on why I wear my fez. So I get all the time, and this is coming from people who look like me. Oh man, you're a Moore, and this and this. And I kind of just sit back, I giggle, you know, let them go on. How do I become a Moore? And I just look at them and I answer it very simply. Look in the mirror. Moors, the Asiatic Moor, take up 98% of the planet. Why are you singling yourself out?
Right. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, that.
Go ahead. Go ahead, man.
Oh, no, Jack. What I was going to say is what my brothers are saying is be careful who we put on a pedestal, because most of the time it's the blind leading the blind.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Right. So, you know, we want it easy. Intaking knowledge and processing and thinking is hard. Right. I remember it was this young lady, and as you may remember, we were doing the a release party, and we did it at the wing spot. I'm just trying not to drop any company names out here, but we did it at the wing spot in Phoenix. And we had there was a young lady who was trying to start a business. It was like a juice business of some sort. And so she had winded up, being a part of the catering for that day. But what I found out was she came from the club. She was like a bottle girl or whatever. And so, you know, she was trying to, you know, get out of that because she had the kids. And so she decided she was going to get into the business. And so my brother was trying to connect her with me and Addis to, you know, help her get the business off the ground. Long story short, as she got into it, you know, the whole promotion of taking pictures and promoting the brand, it worked out pretty good for her, but I kind of watched it taper off when she realized the actual business and the thought that has to go into it. And then a couple months later, I saw her post a picture. She was back bottle servicing again, right? And I say, I'm not putting down either one. I'm just saying you have to choose at what makes you happy capacity-wise, right? Some people can take the time and learn to intake this information. Anybody can do it. It just takes time to do and focus and concentration so that you can, upgrade yourself to the next level. But everybody's not focused on that. So our people, things that are easy to comprehend is what we gravitate towards. When I say our people, that's all of our brown people out there, India, Africa, America, wherever you want to, you know, China, wherever you want to go with it. A lot of times we hold ourselves back because we shy away. We shy towards the things that we should not, and we shy away from the things we should shy toward.
Jack, the Bible says in the end, that's what it's going to be. He said, good will be put down and bad will be magnified. Bad will be uplifted. And so I guess what I will say is we have false prophets all over the world. Just because you are rich and famous doesn't mean you've been sent by God. That doesn't mean that this, that that platform is for you to spew what you believe should be spewed. And so we also, I'm gonna tell all my celebrities too, you better be careful, because the Bible also holds us accountable for the things we say that push people away from the kingdom. So you better be careful with your, the Bible says life and death lies in the tongue. You better be careful when you get on social media saying this and that and this, because you could be leading someone to destruction with your mouth, with your platform. So I guess that's what, that was what I was saying is, yeah, okay, you got the money, you got the nice car, you got the beautiful women, you got all these sponsorships, all of that. But again, you know, the greatest gift you have is your tongue, and your tongue can lead people off a cliff. And guess what? You're going to be held accountable for that. Be careful what you run your mouth about, because as my brother said, who appointed you? Okay, the people may have, but did God Allah?
Amen. I mean to that, Brother Addis. Anything else as we bring this one on home?
Yeah, well, I one thing kind of stuck in my mind, what minister said, the end days. The end days are coming. The end days are approaching. The end days are now. It's everything now that he said about good being diminished, bad being, that's happening now.
It's happening now. Happening now. The Bible says in the end, the people want, they don't want the truth. They say, he said in the end, the people have itching ears, meaning they just want to hear what makes them feel good. The truth. The truth. I want to hear. I want to hear what Kanye got to say. I want to hear what Will got to say. Let me hear what all these random rappers out. Oh, they got so many crazy damn names. Booger Man, whatever. I don't know. Shit.
Everything is little. Okay, yeah, little this and little that.
Everybody coming up short. See, so I want to hear. I want to hear that. They don't want to hear the truth, because the truth is a turnoff. And so he says, "Be ready." He said, "When you start seeing that, better make sure your pants is pulled up, because I'm on my way." So we got
prophecies are coming to light.
Prophecies, the prophecies are coming to light. And you know what I didn't realize, gentlemen? When I thought of false prophets, I kept thinking of preachers. But you know what? False prophets are outside of that as well. I just realized the Holy Spirit just put that on my. He said a false prophet can be a rapper, Jamal. So that's right.
Yeah. Athlete.
That's right.
Could be your next door neighbor.
Right.
And they're leading a lot of our people, leading a lot of our youth to destruction, because they have anointed themselves. They've appointed themselves.
Right. And so everybody criticized them. That's when I was watching the interview with Mace, and that's when he was talking about how he went to go be a pastor. So he was out in the middle of all of that. He had all of the world by the balls. When they, you know, they had on the shiny suits, and he realized, I am fucking up my people with all of this. I got all of this. I got these women. I got these Bentleys. I got these cars. But what am I really out here doing? I got my girl in the suite down the hall, and I just hooked up with a girl in the closet at the same hotel. What am I doing?
That's why I got off the corner. And I was in my 20s, right. I'm 21.
Right.
I'm not old now, but still. I said, hold on, what am I doing to my people? I'm up here. I'm making money, but I'm making this, I'm destroying this family, putting this brother in danger, brother in danger. And I say, I love y'all. Let me get myself together.
Right.
But our people out there just talking crazy, rapping anything, doing anything for the love of what? For the love of money. Where's your integrity? You That's sold right. out. That's selling
That's-
out.
That's really selling out. That's right.
That's really selling out. So again, yeah. who appointed y'all? Ain't nobody I'm just gonna go out. Kyrie, nobody appointed you, man. Keep dribbling. This is the only time I'm gonna deal with go with Donald. No one appointed you. Kanye, brother, love you. Nobody appointed you. God Allah didn't appoint you. Nick, you got diapers to change. Nobody appointed you. Our brothers, we got to be more careful with the platforms we're given, and we got to be more intelligent. That's why I respect Mace. I respect Jay-Z. I respect LeBron. They handle those things appropriately. That's not for you to speak. You know, everybody was mad that Michael Jordan didn't speak on certain things, but I respect that he knew that wasn't his gift. That wasn't his platform. Because the Bible said there's a time to talk and there's a time to be quiet. The Bible also said, I've chosen a few, but many have just gone. So he's saying, a lot of folks, I ain't even appointed them mugs. They just ran out there. Hey, I'm going to say this. That's not your platform. No.
And see, you could tell that, well, I can tell. I can't say you could tell. I can tell Mike knows a lot of science. I'm talking about Michael Jordan. He knows a lot of the science. He stayed in his lane. I'm not going to appoint myself. I'm not going to allow anybody else to appoint me to speak on things that the Most High wasn't the one that told me, hey, now you got to go. He had another job for me.
Amen.
And that was to inspire our people.
Shoot.
How do I do that? I'm going to dribble this basketball. I'm going to go on these commercials. I'm going to go on this movie and with Bugs Bunny.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? He stayed in his lane.
Stay in your lane. It ain't always for you to speak. Yes, we know our people and community is struggling, but everybody, we all the body, everybody has a gift to do. Okay, the pinky toe can't do what the big toe is doing because that ain't what it was created to do. Stay in your lane. And then if you stay in your lane, you don't have to go through some of these traumatic, horrible experiences because you drive in the right path you're supposed to be on.
Hell, staying in your lane, you're going to accomplish more what God Allah wants you to
simple.
Do.
Simple. Simple.
You just taking it upon yourself.
Well, yes.
I got a platform. Yes. I'm just going to go ahead and say this.
And say what I want to say. No, that's not
how it's done. You're doing more damage.
Because again, he may not even wanted you to say it to the world. He may have wanted you to say it to the man in the grocery store.
Thank you.
Whatever it is he gave you.
But you're
gonna miss out on that because you've appointed yourself. Because you've allowed your head to get so big by the world telling you how awesome you are, you forgot where you've come from and who put you there.
Thank you. And now it's being taken away.
Better humble yourself. All my brothers and sisters that got certain knowledge, you have to be responsible with knowledge. It ain't meant to be spilt all. He said, don't waste your pearls on swine. So the Bible tells us, be careful where we plant the seeds. Be careful. Be careful. We done went overboard for this. This is going to be a 2-3-part series. So all I'm saying is, hey, know who you are, whose you are, and know how to be responsible with what you have been given. Be responsible with it. I hate the people who get a Porsche and be driving 100 miles per hour down a regular road and then get pulled over looking stupid.
Oh, I didn't know I did that.
I didn't know. Be responsible. Be responsible. Be responsible. Even with this podcast, we try to be responsible with what we say and what we put out there. Because we know someone's listening. We don't know who it is, but one day somebody's going to oh, wow, I needed to hear that. Be responsible. You can't, they be getting up there talking all type of crazy stuff. You can't do that. You got to be responsible. You have, I don't know if they know this, Jack, but I'm going to say it. Y'all have lives at stake. See, everybody think it's just a preacher, but your life is a sermon. Your life, someone is reading a sermon through your life. So you have a life at stake by watching you and how you conduct yourself. You got to be careful because in the end, we all will have to answer for certain things such as that. You didn't let somebody off a bridge because how you conducted yourself. I gave you this gift. I gave you this platform and you didn't use it correctly. Oops.
Amen. Amen to that. It's not really much else to say after that. I think we're going to let that thing simmer just like that. We hope you gain some value out of this conversation. It was definitely fun and insightful for us. Check us out, rmaz.org, Road to Ministries Community Foundation. By the time you hear this, we will have had our first anniversary. So let me just congratulate my brothers, Minister Jamal Mitchell, Brother Addislaus Bay. Shout out to Sister Alana. Shout out to First Lady COO, our whole team. Shout out to all the members, anybody I missed as we celebrate this 1 year anniversary. It has been great working with you brothers and with the whole team to get to this point. And I'm looking forward to what we can do in year two. Actually, you should be able to view our anniversary footage because we're going to go live on Facebook. So the video should be up by the time you hear this. If not, just keep watching our Facebook page and you'll be able to check that out. But thanks for all your support. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. We'll see you next time. As I grow and give-